WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical storm Ernesto strengthening as it swings north of Puerto Rico. Winds about 60 miles an hour. People are being warned to stay out of the ocean. Puerto Rico's main energy provider is asking people to call if they detect outages. The U.S. continues working to get ceasefire talks going again in the Middle East. That as Israel braces for a possible attack from Iran, the State Department approving $20 billion in new weaponry sales to Israel. Ukrainian troops continue their offensive into Russia. ABC chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell has more.
Another region of Russia declaring a state of emergency over Ukraine's audacious operation across the border. Overnight, the governor of the border region of Belgorod calling the situation very difficult following attacks by Ukrainian forces, saying houses are destroyed, civilians dead and injured. Belgorod, of course, being used to launch consistent deadly attacks on Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Paddle. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Wisconsin voters rejected the Republican-authored ballot questions that would have limited the governor's power to spend federal money that comes to the state for disaster relief or any other crisis unless it's already earmarked. The constitutional amendments were placed on the ballot by the GOP-controlled legislature. Republican businessman Eric Hovde, riding the strength of former President Donald Trump's endorsement, won Wisconsin's Republican Senate primary on Tuesday. Democrat Rebecca Cook won Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District primary on Tuesday and will face Republican Representative Derek Van Orden in November. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Some heavy rain possible. Could get an inch or more by the time it winds down late tomorrow night. 65 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's Queen now with a crazy little thing called love.
And more.
This is what you need.
Alpha.
99.7 Max FM.
Tiffany, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:09 right now. And Finn, you know, I don't know if either of these sounds better. Maybe they sound just really bad to a lot of people. At least they do to me. But two of the most iconic brands in this country are teaming up. And I don't know if you saw this, but Coca-Cola is teaming up with Nabisco for an Oreo-flavored soda and a Coke-flavored cookie. Do we really need both? I'm not sure. Why are we doing this? I don't think we need
yet
to do
another
this.
Weird food combo.
Right?
We're just kind of going through a phase now, aren't we, where there's a new food combo every
this
day?
This is like when Hollywood went through that phase when they couldn't come up with any new ideas, so they just started remaking things. And I feel like this is what's happening in the food industry. Like, they can't come up with any new flavors because they've hit peak maximum, and now we're just starting to combine everything that we like into one. This is how I feel like this is what I feel like is happening. Now, they say that the soda has a refreshing Coca-Cola taste with flavorful hints inspired by Oreos, but unlike the cookie, it's zero sugar. Well, I guess that's good. Think of all the things they're going to put into it that aren't full of sugar. Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
They say Coke-flavored cookies have the, quote, Coca-Cola-inspired taste fans know and love. One side of each Oreo is red, and the white cream has red edible glitter mixed in, because that's what we need, is edible glitter in our cookies. Oh my gosh.
Why not?
Sure, we'll throw everything at these. Both are being rolled out in stores next month. They're also selling a frozen version of the drink at McDonald's and 7-Eleven, and if that's not convoluted enough for you this morning, they're looping in two more big brands, Spotify and Forever 21. So they're calling it their besties promo. They say it was inspired by how friends often become a, quote, combination of their very best traits, making each other even better together. Someone in marketing is working overtime right now, let me tell you, to come up with this stuff. The packaging will have a QR code you can use to sync up music preferences with your friends on Spotify. And Forever 21 is going to have a bunch of Bestie Mode branded clothing that you can buy for under $20. Or wait another year when nobody cares anymore, and it's going to be on sale at your local thrift store for like $1.
They really have high hopes for this, don't they?
You can obviously tell they're trying to market this to a younger audience. Is a younger audience necessarily going to care? I'm not sure. Maybe they will. I don't see a lot of the younger audience being like, oh, just because it has Spotify and Forever 21 and Coke and Oreo, let me run out and get this. I'm not sure that a lot of young people, and I'm just basing that off the ones I know there's a whole collective group, and I'm not just talking about my kids, I'm talking about their friends, my friends' kids, all within this younger, you know, age group who would be into this Forever 21 Spotify stuff. I don't see them running out and getting it like we used to way back in the day, just because it's being promoted by a couple of different brands that they just happen to know and might like some one-offs of. I just don't see that happening, but I could be wrong.
And Coke has made their missteps in the past. Looking at you, New Coke, which was a disaster. They botched that one. But I'm not the guy to ask, because I have a bottle of lemon cucumber jalapeno wine in my refrigerator. But does this sound good to you, Oreo?
No, it really doesn't. Like, I feel like Oreo has gone over the top as far as the flavors anyway. I just like a good old-fashioned Oreo. Call me plain, call me simple. I'm good like that. If they would bring back the vanilla cookie with the chocolate in middle, I'd be totally cool with that as well. I mean, they already make all these other weird flavors. Why can't you just roll out one machine that has chocolate?
I don't know why they have to mess with perfection.
I don't understand why this is necessary and why I need yet another Oreo cookie in my cookie aisle. It's just, there's a lot. It's kind of taxing at this point when you go in to get your food, right? Because there are so many of these brands that have so many offshoots of your old standbys that when you go in to get your food and you do some grocery shopping, it's a little intimidating sometimes, because you're like, I don't even know where to begin right now, because I just want one thing. And then that one thing that's the old standby is completely buried on the bottom because they want you to look at the new shiny object on top and not actually bend over and get the stuff that's below, right? I mean, that's how this stuff works in stores. Let's be honest. There's a marketing ploy to the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know why we have to have Coke-flavored Oreos and Oreo-flavored Coke. I'm quite fine with both of them the way they are.
I'm okay with certain things cola flavor, that's fine.
Sure.
I mean, if you remember bottle caps, there were the cola flavored bottle caps and the root beer ones. Those were like the best. They were the best out of the whole bottle caps.
At least the flavor, once you got through the wax, was fine. It was that initial wax that you were kind of like, okay, is this going to be worth it? And then once you realized the goodness that was inside, yes, they were amazing.
No, I know what you're talking about. Bottle caps were different. Yeah, okay. But I know what you're talking about, the ones that actually had a bottle kind of shape, and they were wax, and then they had, I remember those.
The flavor inside was okay. Like I said, you had to get through that, you know, like pasty, waxy stuff in order to get to it. But the inside was fine. You're right. Bottle caps were completely different. I was scarred by those waxy things. This is why I bring these up first and foremost. I mean,
you have to, like you said, you have to get through the wax. And who wants to be chewing into wax?
It's very bizarre because that was good for kids' teeth and for their overall health. Here's a big wad of wax, kids. This is probably why you don't see those sold in the stores very often.
It explains a lot about us growing up, doesn't it?
Right? I mean, where we're at right now in this world, oh, for sure. Do you also remember, speaking of not very good cola flavored or root beer flavored, do you remember those little beer root beer barrels, the little hard candies that you used to suck on?
Yeah.
Do you remember those at all?
Sure.
Those were disgusting. They tasted like some sort of medicine that your mom let sit in the ferment in the medicine cabinet for too long, and then when you got a cough 2 years later, she pulled it out and was like, you have to take that. No, I don't have to take that. Those were disgusting.
And then they tried to pass those out at Halloween and nobody wanted them.
Right? I mean, if you saw those go in your little bucket or your bag, you were like, oh, those people have had those for a really long time, because those were just awful. Those were not good either.
Those were pretty bad.
Those were not a good replication of what actual root beer tastes like.
No.
So, I mean, I'd be willing to try this Coke stuff. I'd be willing to try the Oreo version. I'm not saying I'm opposed. I just don't know why we have to keep adding all of these flavors and doing all of these like different concoctions of our favorite, you know, pairings or our favorite foods or drinks, and then be like, ooh, because they're a favorite over here just alone, let's put them together and see what we can come up with. No, we don't have to do that's like a kid experimenting in their kitchen every day.
Right.
I mean, that's what it feels like with some of this stuff that we're starting to roll out.
And if you use creamer in your coffee, if you go in and you look at all the creamers that are available now, it's insane. You know, peppermint, mocha, just everything.
And honestly, I mean, I don't.
Creamer basically is creamer.
Right.
You're only disguising the flavor just a little bit.
And see, that's the thing. I don't love I love the smell of coffee. The smell of coffee is amazing. I cannot do the taste of coffee because it's got some bitterness to it. And anything that's bitter, I am pretty much out of. I can't do anything bitter, which is why I don't understand creamers, because I want peppermint bitterness in my mouth. No, I don't want peppermint bitter in my mouth. What are we doing here? Doesn't make any sense to me. I'm really old. I just like what I like, and I don't want to deviate too much from it. You look at M&M's. They've rolled out 500 different versions of M&M's over the last few years, and they've actually had to cut back on a bunch of them because, oh, surprise, they didn't sell, and there was only about 3 or 4 kinds that people actually enjoyed, and now they're just special featured ones that they roll out maybe once a year for a few weeks because nobody really wanted your stupid M&M flavors. They just
We've talked
the
about
peanut
it before.
Plane.
We've talked about it before, where with the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Right.
Trying to modify and give us... No. It's perfection.
It messes with the chocolate to peanut butter ratio. It does. And then you got a way thicker layer of chocolate on the outside of your peanut butter. And we like our Reese's peanut butter cups because they are the way they are, right? I mean, it's the perfect ratio. Somebody was thinking way back in the day when they perfected these things. And then you roll them out in stupid bell shapes or something like that. And then all of a sudden you've got way too much chocolate, not enough peanut butter in the middle. And then you're just eating hard chocolate candy. I mean, that's essentially what you're doing at one point in time. And then, ooh, look at this. I got a taste of peanut butter somewhere in the middle. No, just leave them alone, please. Leave them alone.
Has there been any food item like that that you've tried where it's kind of modified, but okay? You liked
it? Yes, yes. I will say that I'm a huge fan of the dark chocolate Milky Ways. Those are delicious. I'm big fan of those. Those are absolutely phenomenal. I actually like those better than the milk chocolate because I love a good Milky Way, especially if it's cold. I'm one of those people who loves candy bars cold. I'm weird like that. But I really do love a good Milky Way, except with the nougat in the middle and the caramel with that milk chocolate, it was very sweet. Like I would eat eat two or three bites of it, and I was out. I was done. But I love a good Milky Way. And then when they brought the dark chocolate out, because we all know that dark chocolate isn't as sweet, but they kept the nougat and the caramel ratio the same in the middle. And the dark chocolate just, I don't know, even if you're not a dark chocolate fan, I have friends who hate dark chocolate but love the Milky Way dark chocolate bars, because it's just a really good ratio. You get that sweet with a little bit of the non-sweet, and it just balances everything out so much better than the milk chocolate. Okay. So I'm a fan of that. I wish they would do the same, like some sort of concoction and change up of Three Musketeers as well. Nougat is just too sweet for me. Anytime you have nougat in the middle of something, even if it's like a box of candy or something like that, I have a really hard time with it because it's just too sugary, too sweet. If you can mix it with something a little darker, like your dark chocolates of the world, it just, I don't know, it cuts down on that amount of sweet that you're hit with all at one time.
I want a candy bar right now. I have to have one.
I know.
But what's it going to be? It could be a Milky Way. It could be a Three Musketeers. It could be a Kit Kat. Love the Kit Kats.
Kit Kats are good. The white chocolate Kit Kats. You talk of different versions. I haven't tried those. I'm not opposed to those. Those are really good as well. I usually, if I'm going to have a piece of a Kit Kat, I still stick with my milk chocolate. But, you know, if you hand me the white chocolate and be like, this is all I have, I'm not going to turn my nose up at it like right. I probably would an Oreo with Coke infused into it. Let's be honest. I mean, I would try it, but I just don't feel like we need it. There's so many other versions of Oreos that are just as good, and I don't know if you're going to grab a younger audience by mixing it with Forever 21 and Spotify and Coke and doing all of this crazy fun stuff. Putting glitter on it, is that what the young kids like? They want the glitter in their cookies? Okay, well, they're old enough to have an opinion, and they're not three. I think we're okay with not putting glitter in it and trying to entice them that way. Who knows?
Maybe it'll be a big success.
Sure, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. You know, they'll be a big success only because there's a certain people out there that feel like anytime a product like this comes to the shelves, you have to try it. And I agree. That's cool. Go try it. But I don't know. I just don't feel like some of these flavors that Oreo has rolled out, they have been more specialty. And I'm glad some of them they've pulled back a little bit with and then only bring them out once in a while, because I feel like you would bombard the market too much. I mean, you're already bombarded with 1,000 different Oreo flavors. I don't know if we need all of them on a shelf all at once all the time, you know, kind of thing. But
Maddie, all I'm saying is it can't be any worse than lemon cucumber jalapeno wine.
This is true. So. I mean, that's a mashup in itself. Somebody did not have a good marketing team when they came up with that one. Nobody was around to say, this is not a good idea.
They were sick that day. Yeah.
They took vacation. And you know, that's what happened too. Somebody who wanted to really roll it out and try that was like, ooh, they're gone. Let's do it now. And then that's when you got this bottled up awful wine that apparently you
evil in
drink.
A bottle. Yeah. And actually, wine is, there's a lot of wine companies that are out there that they are guilty of exactly what we're talking about here with the most bizarre flavors.
Right.
That I don't understand why it would ever appeal to a palate, but there it is.
I know. And they're there. And breweries will do the same thing. Different beer companies do the same thing. Right. You know, yesterday we talked about pumpkin spice, how it isn't our favorite fall flavor anymore. It's down to number 4 on the list. Do you remember when even pumpkin spice beer from certain breweries and certain big bottlers was a thing? Mm-hmm. I mean, no. I don't think we need that. And they quit doing that. Do you know why they quit doing that? Because nobody wanted it. Nobody was buying your pumpkin spice beer because that's just disgusting. See? There's certain things that work, certain things that don't. That's all
like
I'm saying.
New Coke.
It's all I'm saying is this part of the conversation this morning. Now, we got to talk about maxfmbigdeals.com because this is something that works quite nicely. And at the same time, it saves you a whole lot of money and really gives you the opportunity to shop for a whole lot of things that you're looking for on the local level and save a whole lot, too. And today, on top of the savings fan that we already have in the store, we're having a back-to-school sale. Another 20% off your total purchase price. All you have to do is shop, fill the cart, and then enter the promo code LEARN before you check out, and you're going to save yourself even more at maxfmbigdeals.com. Now, we've got, you know, we were talking about all of these different wines and foods and all of that. We've got some good ones over in the store. So you talk about wine, and I'm going to hit this one because it's a little bit like wine, but it's the Mead King of Rock Springs. Maybe a little bit more, as I've always always been told a little bit more like a cider, but you can drink it cold mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And you know, they locally produce their meads in Rock Springs, and they use a lot of locally produced, locally grown produce as well to make their and items to make their mead. So you got to check that out. A $20 certificate is only $14 for you to go have an afternoon over at the Mead King and do a little taste testing and find maybe your favorite flavor that does not involve lemon, jalapenos, and cucumbers, because I've seen their list. It's way better than that over there. I'm telling you. Way better than that. And then, of course, some of the other items that you can check out in the store, Baraboo Tours. That's always fun in downtown Baraboo with Shelley Mordini. You can do a history tour, a ghost tour. $10 value, only $6 right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. And the newest addition to the store is two tickets to the Barra Blues Festival over at the Ringling B&B. This is September 7th. This is going to be such a fun day. It's a $20 value, only $14 right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. Now, all those prices, though, that I just mentioned are before you take that 20% off. So go do some shopping, stock up. Remember, all of the certificates make really great gifts if you have birthdays, anniversaries coming up, or you just want to treat yourself to something as well. And the best part is, Finn, you save a lot in the process. I mean, that's nice. Like a win-win situation. Yeah, so go take advantage of our back-to-school sale again today, only 20% off with the promo code LEARN. Fill your cart and then check out with that promo code and just watch those savings add up. Look at how much money you're going to have back in your wallet after you do some shopping. That's always awesome. Fun. That's why I like to bargain shop so much, because I'm like, ooh, that's an extra $10 for me to pick up an extra couple of things at the store mm-hmm. next time around. Mm-hmm. And I always feel so good about myself.
When you can save in certain places, that's where you got to take it, you know?
And then it just,
yeah, helps you out with some other purchase.
Except when you're thinking of using that money for Coke flavored Oreos and Coke flavored Oreos and Oreo flavored Coke. I mean,
but I've bought some dumb stuff too, though, over the years. So
I know.
Everybody's guilty.
I mean, I can't even say the words, obviously. I'm like, why are we doing this?
Again, marketing. Where were they?
They won't roll off my tongue even this morning. So that tells you everything you need. Nothing's really rolling off my tongue, though. It's one of those days. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Sunny today, becoming mostly cloudy. 83 for a high. Then tonight is when we see things change just a little bit, especially as we head into tomorrow. We're talking rain and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Heavy rain is also possible in some areas, maybe even an inch or more localized in some places. And that's going to continue through late tomorrow night. 65 for our low tonight, then 78 for our high tomorrow. Right now, it's 59.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amberlux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amberlux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amberlux Consignment Boutique.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
We hope you're having a great Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Beautiful start to the day. Perfect weather for Farmers Market happening right now in downtown Baraboo. It's Men at Work now.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Yeah, it's 99.7 Max FM talking about these new Oreos with the Coke flavor infused in and the Coke infused Oreos, all of that good stuff. Angie texted in this morning and she says that the Coke flavored Oreos sound pretty good. She likes the glitter idea, so I appreciate that. I can appreciate that we have different takes on this, Angie. She also says, though, that Oreo flavored Coke, probably not a thing. And I do, by the way, stand corrected that pumpkin spice beer is still a thing. According to Angie, it's good for about one bottle in the fall, and then you have to figure out what you're going to do with the other five. Yeah, that's about how I figure that would go down with pumpkin spice flavored beer. Thank you so much for the text this morning. We always do appreciate it. And by the way, I am a little bit of a food traditionalist, maybe even a food snob in just a little bit of a way. But anything else that's traditional? No, I'm probably not sticking to it. I'll try pretty much anything else you throw in front of me. Let's be honest about it this morning. Now, speaking of traditions, we've got a great tradition in downtown Baraboo coming to an end tomorrow evening, at least for the season anyway. Not permanently, just for the season. Concerts on the Square, the last performance of 2024, will take place tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on the courthouse lawn. The Blacker Brothers are going to be performing, of course, a fan favorite. Now, we all know that the forecast doesn't look so conducive to outdoor activities. And if that holds true, then don't forget those concerts on the Square are moved right across the street to the beautiful Al Ringling Theater. So you still get to enjoy beautiful music and a really great atmosphere. And then you can leave the lawn chairs and the blankets and all that good stuff at home. So just keep an eye on Facebook tomorrow. They'll let you know where that actual final Concerts of the Square of the season is going to be at some point. You can pretty much bet that if we get as much rain as it looks like we might, yeah, you'll be sitting in the Al Ringling Theater. But never say never with Mother Nature, right? We know she's throwing a few curveballs at us. And if you want more information about anything going on in downtown Baraboo, you can head over to baraboo.com. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at that forecast. Sean Cable's going to tell you what to expect over the next 24 hours or so. Plus, we'll have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Tyler Van Dyke continues to take all the reps with the first unit and appears to be headed to the top quarterback spot for the Badgers season opener August 30th against Western Michigan. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers held their 12th training camp practice inside Camp Randall yesterday. Packers back at it again today, drawing closer to Friday's joint workouts with Denver. There is also a preseason game number 2 in Denver against the Broncos on Sunday night. Brewers 0-2 in their 4-game set against the Dodgers, falling 7-2 last night. L.A. clubbed 4 home runs, all against Brewers pitcher Colin Ray. Game 3 of that series is tonight. Schedule for this year's NBA Cup is out. The league's in-season tournament tips off November 12th. The Bucks will host the Toronto Raptors on opening night. Their group play schedule also includes games against Indiana, Miami, and Detroit. Midwest League, Peoria knocked off the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 6-2. Beloit Skycarp falling to Quad Cities 1-0. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Some heavy rain possible. Could get an inch or more by the time it winds down late tomorrow night. 65 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7.
We are warming up nicely this morning on our way to 83. Remember, great morning for Farmers Market in downtown Baraboo. Get some fresh produce for the table tonight. Here's Blondie, It's Hard to Glass now on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:41 right now. And Finn, we have our calendar days for today. I mean, these are all the fun holidays that we can celebrate as we work our way through a week and get closer to a weekend. Sometimes you just need something small to celebrate, right? Because, well, we all know it gets to be a long week. That's for sure. So we've got a few interesting ones on the list today. Nothing too exciting, but a little history on here and some good ones. So today is Color Book Day, not Coloring Book Day, just Color Book Day. And this goes all the way back to 1457 when the Mines Psalter was printed. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It actually was a book that contained the Psalms, and it was commissioned by one of the archbishops at the time. And it was actually believed to be the first book that was printed using contrasting colors, black, blue, and red, which is why today would be Color Book Day. So interesting. All the way back to 1457. I didn't even know they could do like processing and ink back then.
Yeah.
I've studied my history. That just seems like something that I missed in one of my classes at one point in time.
you fell asleep during that one. Well,
probably.
Didn't we just celebrate Coloring Book Day?
Just like a week ago or so, maybe a little over. Time always blends together for me after a certain point. Today is also National Financial Awareness Day. Yeah.
Good
That's
times.
All I have to say. That's all I have to say is, yeah, shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. That'll help out your financial awareness. At least you're
saving some
money.
That's better than looking at our own bank account, right?
Exactly. And at least you're saving some money that way. It's also National Navajo Code Talkers Day. Now, this is a really cool part of our history that goes back to World War II, because we needed an improved messaging system, right, for on the Pacific Front. And so the messages conveyed secret information from battle lines to air bases and other locations. So they actually brought in Navajo native speakers to help decipher all of this code and to put things into code so that basically enemy lines had no idea what the United States was doing on their side. And that's why today we celebrate the Navajo Code Talkers. I think that's a really cool part of history.
Yeah.
I know. It's awesome that they were able to use native speakers in that type of way. Very, very cool stuff. Let's see. It's also National Tattoo Removal Day. You know, if you got like a puking unicorn at one time on your behind and you want that gone finally, today would be the day to start the removal process. Not easy, not cheap, and not painless, by the way, but it can be done.
Oh, regrets.
Sometimes those nights of drinking in your early 20s were not actually worth it. Uh-huh. Not actually worth it. And I only use the instance of the puking unicorn because, yes, I do have a friend. I'll never forget the evening. We went out. I was always the designated driver. It was her 21st birthday, and she decided she was going to go get a puking unicorn tattoo. And as the voice of reason, you know, and the one who was sober, I was like, are you sure you actually want to do this?
Did you talk her down from the ledge?
No, I did not. She actually ended up getting it. It's on her hip, and she had a teenage daughter, and she's got a teenage son as well. She decided to keep it, never have it removed, as a moment of clarity for them. See, this is what happens when you make stupid decisions.
A reminder.
That's right. So she kept it around, and then she kept it around for her own sanity as well. She's one of those people who likes to do and then think about what she's about to, you know, about what
not
what
look
wants to
before
happen.
You leap kind of thing.
Yes. She's always been like that. We've been friends for 20 some years. And so every time that she's in one of those moments where she's about to do something that she knows could be regrettable at the end, she just looks at the tattoo on her hip there in the mirror of the puking. And it's like the most offensive green color that you've ever seen. The vomit is absolutely awful. And so she always looks at that in a moment when she needs a moment of clarity, just to remind herself, maybe I should do like a pros and cons list.
Yeah, she has the voice of reason already tattooed to her. Yeah,
I love her though, because she turned something that could have been really awful into something positive. And again, it's on her hip, so nobody's ever going to see it unless she really, really wants them to. But yeah, she keeps the puking unicorn for that. All she ever says to me is, can you imagine someday I'm going to be old and I'm going to be in the hospital, or I'm going to die and people are going to have to look at my body to get me ready for a funeral. And here I am going to be this old lady with a unicorn on my hip. Yes, and we will all remember it fondly with you for that moment in time when I was trying to be the voice of reason and said, maybe you should rethink this. Maybe we should come back when you haven't been drinking so much.
But she just
didn't listen.
I don't think
this is a good idea. I mean, those were all words that came out of my mouth that night. All words, lots of them.
Let's be honest. We've seen a lot of tattoos that are like that, where you just wonder, okay, why would you put that on your body at any place?
Right. Which is why now we celebrate National Tattoo Removal Day, because that is a thing that can happen. If you have the time, the patience, the money, and enough, you know, you can deal with pain. It's also National Wiffle Ball Day today. Wiffle Ball's a fun game. I can play that because usually the bat's a little bit bigger and the ball is really large as well. So I can usually hit, I can usually make some contact with the wiffle ball. And then finally, we always like to end with a good food one. It's National Creamsicle Day. Oh, creamsicles are the best. The orange ones are so darn good.
Love them.
And this will be a little reminder that why they don't have the creamsicles on a stick, you can definitely head down to Tin Roof Dairy today, and they will basically make you like some sort of like creamsicle in a cup type thing with all their different sodas and ice creams and all of that kind of stuff. So if you're so inclined for a creamsicle, that would be the first place I guess I would go, because they are very, very good when you go down. It's like a orange float is essentially what it is.
So good.
Oh, so darn good. So darn good. So check that out today. Or just stop down there for some delicious ice cream. Even if you're not doing the creamsicle route. Exactly. Now we got to take a look at the forecast. Speaking of can't go wrong, this weather today is going to be beautiful, and enjoy it because tomorrow it's going to be a little soggy. So lots of sunshine today before the clouds roll in later this afternoon, a high today near 83, and then rain and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. We are talking some heavy rain in some areas as well, maybe an inch or maybe even more before it's all said and done late tomorrow night. Our low tonight, 65, our high tomorrow right around 78. Currently, it is 65. Time for your community calendar now, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 2024 Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club Show. It'll be happening Friday, August 16th through Sunday, the 18th. Open from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. There's going to be over 260 acres filled with displays and live demonstrations of early agriculture and industrial machines, threshing, sawmills, and plowing powered by steam engines, as well as early tractors, plus construction equipment on display. There's going to be a parade daily at 2 p.m., a huge flea market, plus free parking and food available on the grounds. For all the details, check out BadgerSteamAndGas.com. But again, this will be Friday, August 16th through the 18th, from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. And from Thursday, August 15th to the 17th, the Reedsburg Community-Wide Garage Sales will take place. A map with all the listings of participating garage sales can be found at the Chamber of Commerce prior to the sale. And for more details, visit Reedsburg.org. And Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting a canoe trip on Saturday, August 17th. Join the naturalist for a tour of Mirror Lake. You'll be able to paddle a 20-foot canoe and learn about the geology, flora, fauna, and human history of Mirror Lake State Park via the waterway. They do need you to pre-register for this event. You can find more details at Facebook/Friends of Mirror Lake State Park. This is from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 17th.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. turn to the experts.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Maximum Hits.
We'll be right back. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG.